Analysts on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus today were divided on the role and value of the minor political parties in shaping the processes towards December 2012 elections. The national coordinator of the Coalition of Domestic Elections Observers, CODIO, John Lavi, was of the view that apart from having the constitutional right to exist as parties, they also play a very important lobbying role to help shape policies for national progress. He said democracy is the right for an individual to make a choice to join a political party as well as to give a voice to the voiceless.
To make a difference between the right of political parties to exist and then the role they play. The role they play can be electoral role, as the constitution says. They can also be advocacy and lobbying role. You do not have to be in power before you lobby positions in a democratic society. That the constitution says they can do. But the constitution also says they should be able to also fight for election so that you get power to implement your dreams and the things that you think about. Those who have existed, how many of them have gone beyond the lobbying and done some election? And what was the result of the elections they have done? If you take the presidential elections alone, none of the smaller parties have entered parliament yet. What you do is, first, they should look at the constitution, the roles they are supposed to play. The ones they think they are playing now, they must themselves acknowledge that it's not strong enough. Some of them have never even surfaced. There's a party, Ghana Republican, GDRP, Ghana Democratic Republican Party. This party has never come out. But this party has not even done lobbying, neither have they tried to do any election. So even though they have the right to exist, existing just there on the files is not good enough. They should do more than that. So we are encouraging them to fighting for election. Look, in the United States, apart from the two main parties we know, there are four more parties that are major. Beyond these four more parties, we have as many as 23 minor parties have a right to exist.
A veteran journalist and a political historian, Nana Isovikunya, sees the smaller political parties as not making any significant impact, judging from their performance in previous elections. To rectify this, he suggested that the Electoral Commission must be empowered to do post-election audit of political parties that contested for the elections so as to know which ones should be registered.
Constitution permits them to form because they have the role being that they provide the alternatives. In the campaigns, do they really provide those alternatives? There are several of them. You could go back to speeches from the platform, from one-man leadership to the whole parties that you call the minor. But the message is not so starkly different. For me, the value is that the value goes to the individuals or to the parties themselves, because they lead to something that has become very pernicious in this country, that is the runoff, especially of the presidential thing. If the thing has to go to a second round, and we've seen them several in this country from 1992 to 2008, and if you look at Parliament, 114, is it? 117, and now you have a problem about the three independents. The shortest answer is that no, they don't, for me, have a role, and they don't have a value. The truth is that, yes, when the Constitution says that this should occur, it does not necessarily mean that the Constitution is imposing it on the society that it should occur. So the society has a right to make that choice between what the Constitution says and what the Constitution doesn't say.
The founder and leader of the United Love Party, Raymond Akoto, in a telephone interview complained about certain actions of the Electoral Commission that, according to him, do not favor the minor parties.
You were here in this country when the British government donated 17 million Ghana cedis for the Ghanaian elections. What did Akoto do to this money? He assigned 850,000 Ghana cedis to the judiciary. He also assigned another portion of that money to the police department. Nothing went to the political parties. The money was meant for political parties to at least express their opinion to the electorate. It was not done. Now AfroRegion has its own criteria that if you don't have a representation in parliament, you cannot be part of a presidential debate. It is also unconstitutional. You know, so it's like we, the little political parties, we have no voice.
The Progressive People's Party's representative, William Duokpo, maintained that the minor parties are there to provide an alternative for the electorate.
Now let us ask ourselves, before we begin to say some party is not adding value or not, what is the value of the so-called big parties, the NDC and the NPP? We have run this democracy for 20 good years, and we are going into the 20th year, and the people of Ghana are asking, what is the value? And I think that is the most important question. When we get the opportunity, we should be asking, what is the value of the governance of NDC and NPP for the past 20 years? For me, there is no value. The value in many instances is the same, and I think that we must put our ears on the ground and listen to the people of Ghana.
Those were the views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus, which discussed the role of the smaller parties in the 2012 elections.